This is a City Newsnet update. I'm Bradford Maxwell. Reports from the Power Playground Amusement Park indicate that an attack has been thwarted by the mysterious vigilante known as the Skull Man. Around 11 a.m. this morning, the annual opening day of the Power Playground was interrupted by the Dark Knight and his skeletal minions. The evil warrior, clad in a jet black medieval suit of armor, reportedly possesses mystical powers. Eyewitnesses say the skeletal minions rose from the foundation of the Sunday Slammer roller coaster. Legend states 12 Chinese workers died during the original Slammer's construction in 1922. Words from the Dark Knight seem to imply his army were these same workers. The villain demanded $10 million in bearer bonds and the surrender of Power Playground owner Forrest Fokker. Before any demands could be met, Skullman appeared. Using a pair of daggers burning with crimson energy, Skullman cut through the skeletal hordes, all of which seemed confused by another skull-headed visage in their midst. As dozens of onlookers watched, he grabbed the Dark Knight and plunged into the Power Playground's House of Mirrors. The masked vigilante and the mystic criminal did not return. After nearly 4 hours of silence on the scene, police entered the facility to find it empty, with only a pair of mirrors as any sign of struggle. Police Commissioner Sam Wolf has already vowed a full investigation of the crime and the disappearance. Listeners, we want to partner with you as our ace reporter in the field. Check the show notes for easy links to the full story and our City News tip line. This has been a City News Net update. I'm Bradford Maxwell.